हरिः ओम् सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्परां पूर्णमदपूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्तिश्शान्तिश्शान्तिः श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् बृहदारण्यक उपनिषत् चाप्टर् 2 Madhubhramanam, section 5. We will start with this new Brahmanam today. This Brahmanam is known as Madhubhramanam because the word Madhu is repeated many times. The word Madhu is used in a technical sense, about which we will see later. It is in the form of a dialogue between Guru Atharvana Rishi and Ashwini Kumaras, the twin students. The names are given in the end of the 16th mantra, we will see at that time. The teacher and student are different compared to the last Brahmanam, Maitreyi Brahmanam. And Acharya gives two types of connections. In Maitreyi Brahmanam, Shravanam and Mananam were discussed. Through Shravanam, it was revealed Idam Sarvam Yadayam Atma. Everything is Atma, and there is nothing other than Atma. All others are Mithya. That is Sarvam Atma, Atma Vetiriktam Sarvam Mithya. This was also proved through logic called Mananam. Atma is Karanam, Anatma is Karyam. Karana Rupa Atma Eva Karya Anatma Rupena Bhasate. Karana Atma alone falsely appears as Karya Anatma Prapancha. And this was elaborated by showing how Atma is Srishti, Siti, Laya Karanam. And now in Madhubhramanam, Acharya says that this can be taken as Nididhyasana Prakarana. Shravanam and Mananam are over. Now Nididhyasana. Assimilation of the fact that there is nothing other than me, the Atma. And the advantage of this is, I will not be afraid of anything because fear comes from the second thing only. Only when there is a second thing. Dvaitadhi bayam bhavati na bibheti kutaschana iti yasmatna udvijate lokaha lokannam udvijate chayaha. All this we have seen. So it's a jivan mukta, the freedom from insecurity. And Acharya gives a second connection also. In fact, he prefers the second connection, where he says, Madhubhramanam is continuation of Maitreyi Brahmanam itself, and where Mananam was discussed, and this is continuation of Mananam, because another logic is given in support of Shravana Sarvatma Bhava. So if we take this Brahmanam also as Manana Brahmanam, then what about Nididhyasanam? Acharya says Nididhyasanam is understood. In fact, Sureshwara Acharya says in his Vartikam, Nididhyasanam is a natural consequence of study. That is Shravanam Mananam for a sincere Vedantic student. Therefore, Madhubhramanam can be taken as a continuation of Mananam. Okay. And what is the argument in Madhubhramanam? We will see that first. Here, the Upanishad shows that the entire world is interdependent or mutually dependent. Then it indirectly shows that none of the factors in the world is independent also. And if all of them have no independence, independent existence, so all are mithya, it's a very terse development. So, if all interdependent things are mithya, then there must be a satya adhishtanam, which is different from the interdependent factors. Similarly, if pramatru, pramana, prameyam, the knower, instrument, objects, they are interdependent, all these three are mithya. They have an adhishtanam, which is satyam. So for conveying this idea, the teacher divides the entire universe into three parts. adibhutam, that is the external world, like the elements, prithivi, agni, vayu, all of them. And adhyatmam, the individual organs in the individual body, all the karanams, the 17, pancha jnanendriyas, pancha karmendriyas, pancha pranadayaha, manas, buddhi, all of them, 17 subtle bodies. And adidaivam, corresponding to the devatas in the total samashti, which devatas bless the vyashti. All these things we have seen in Tattvabodha. For example, Surya Mandalam is Adibhutam, and Surya Devata is Adidaivam, and Chakshuhu, the eyes, are Adhyatmam. Similarly, Agni Devata is Adidaivam, Agni Mandalam is Adibhutam, and Vak is Adhyatmam. Varuna Devata is Adidaivam, Jalam, waters, are Adibhutam, and Rasanendriyam, the organ of taste, is Adhyatmam. Thus, the whole world can be divided into three. And the Upanishad says, if we analyze who depends on whom, we find all are interdependent. To put in different language, Adhyatmam can be called Jivaha, Adibhutam can be called as Jagat, and Adidaivam as Ishwaraha. Now the Upanishad points out, Jiva and Jiva, Jiva and Jagat, and Jiva and Ishvara are all interdependent. And to convey this interdependence, the Upanishad uses the word Madhu. That is why I gave all these introductory things to come to the word Madhu, Madhu Brahmanam. The technical word, the word it is used to indicate this interdependence. You can meditate on this Madhu, this interdependence, and this is a very wonderful word with so much of significance. And the word Madhu, Shankaracharya translates into two meanings. One direct meaning is karyam. Thus, karma palam can be called karyam. So, just as honey, Madhu is a product which is taken from several flowers, similarly, any karyam is a product made out of its karanam, and therefore, Madhu is equal to karyam or karma palam. This is meaning number one. And the second meaning is, this karyam or karma palam, the effect or product, we are producing for what purpose? For example, if you take this desk, this has been created, it is a karyam. What, for what purpose we created the desk? It is meant for using for writing and all that. And therefore, desk happens to be a bhogya vastu, an object of bhoga, enjoyment or experience. Thus, the second meaning of Madhu is bhogyam. The karyam, effect, and bhogyam, they presuppose another two things. Something is karyam with respect to a karanam, and something is a bhogyam with respect to a bhokta. Thus, everything is interconnected, interdependent in the form of karya karanam or bhoktru bhogyam. And the Upanishad says, this relationship is reversible relationship that we will explain later though. From one angle, one is bhokta and the other is bhogyam. And from another angle, the other is bhogyam and this is bhokta. Thus, if you take people in the world, when I am taken as a subject, the experiences, the experiencer, then all of you become the object experienced. And you reverse the whole thing. You become the subject, the experiencer, and I become the bhogyam, the experienced. Therefore, in this interaction, who is bhokta and who is bhogyam? If I see you, I am bhokta. For you, I am bhogyam. I can talk only if students are there. You become bhogyam for me because I enjoy you. Similarly, I become bhogya vastu for you. In fact, this idea has come actually before also in the fourth section in the 16th mantra of Brihadaranyaka, where Pancha Mahayajna was discussed. And in that context, we said, with respect to Jiva, Devatas become Bhogyam. And with respect to Devatas, Jiva becomes Bhogyam. And finally, the Upanishad pointed out, even the Apipilikantham, all these ants, up to the ant, now you are thinking, now you are occupying this house. And various insects, ants, and all of them, they are thinking that they are occupying the house. So So as far as insects are concerned, they think that we have allowed the owner of the house to live here. And you do not know who is Bhoktam and who is Bhogya. Similarly, when you feed the Pitrus, the ancestors through Shraddham and all that, you help the Pitrus and Pitru becomes Bhoktam and you the Bhogyam. But when they bless you, they become Bhogyam and you become Bhokta of their blessing. And extending this in the family itself, when you find there are differences, different members, the father has come to exhaust his prarabdha. And his children become Bhogyavastu to exhaust father's prarabdha. And children are born to exhaust father's prarabdha. And if they are good children, the punyam is exhausted. And if they are terrible children, papa prarabdha is exhausted for the parents. With respect to father, children become Bhogyavastu to experience sukha dukkham. Simultaneously, another thing also is happening. And what is that? With respect to children, parents become Bhogyavastu and the father is Bhokta. So for enjoying punyam, father becomes Bhogyavastu for son and son becomes Bhogyavastu for father. Similarly, all relations, pets, office mates, neighbors, everything. And not only with respect to human beings, but also with respect to devatas also. For devatas, we are Bhogyavastu because we offer things to devatas, oblations. Sarvehe smai deva balima bahanti, Taitriya said. When we have to experience the world, devatas should help us. And from that angle, devatas will become our Bhogyavastu. Adishtanam tata karta karanam cha pitrigvidam. Vividhas cha pradakcheshtaha devam chaivatra panchamam. So if I have to work in the world, I take the help of devatas, panchamam devatas. And devatas become one of my instruments, one of my bhogyavastus. Thus the whole thing is interconnected. Similarly, karya, karana, bhava also. We are born because of the world. Our world is born because of us. Both are true. We are here with the body-mind complex because of panchabhutas alone. Through sattvikamsha of the panchabhutas, the antakaranam is born. Through rajasikamsha, the prana and all are born. And through tamasakamsha, shariram is created. Because of the world alone, we enjoy the physical body and we get annam, annarasenaiva bhutva, annarasenaiva riddhim prapyam. So we are born because of the world. And look at it from another angle. Why the world is here? We said we are here because of world. Jiva is here because of Jagat. Now the question is, why world is here? We say world is born only because of me. Because I have punya papam to exhaust. Therefore, for the exhaustion of my punya papam, world has been created. My means every jiva. My own karma is responsible for the arrival of the world. So through my prarabdha, I have brought in this world. Akasha, Vayu, all those things have come only to exhaust my punya papa. This is why in the 8th chapter, Krishna said, Bhuta bhavodbhava karaha visarga karma sangitaha. So karma is that which is responsible for the origination of this world. So I hope the logic is clear. World is born out of karma and karma is born out of me, the jiva. So jiva becomes the cause for the arrival of the world. Thus jiva becomes the cause for the world and world is the cause for jiva. Similarly, for the final pair about which there is an eternal argument. What is that? Free will and fate. Purushartha and prarabdha. Which is because of what? Let us say for example, because purushartha, that is free will, alone, because of that free will alone, prarabdham has come. As prarabdha is what? Is karma palam only. I have good and bad prarabdham because of my free will. I did good things, bad things because of my free will. How did I get the will? If you analyze, then we will know. I get the will because of my manushya janma. Not as a cow or as a plant. I have got a willpower, free will. Because of my punya prarabdham, satkarma janyam. I have will because of prarabdham and prarabdham because of my will. That is why we say, don't probe too much into the fate and free will, or don't probe too much into anything in creation, because they are all interdependent. When we want to clearly understand the world, we want to define it either as karyam or karana. But we find every karyam happens to have to be a karanam also. And every karanam happens to be a karyam. From the standpoint of fate, free will is karanam, and from that of free will, fate is karanam. Mutual dependency is brought out in the Bhrigu-valli of Taittiriya Upanishad itself. There also Shankaracharya brings the same idea. Annam na nindyat tadvratam pranova annam shariram annadam prane shariram pratishtitam sharire prana pratishtitah tadedadannamanne pratishtitam sayayevadannamanne pratishtitam veda pratishtati. We cannot define the world clearly, because what you call bhogyam from one angle is bhokta from another angle. What is karyam from one angle is karanam from another angle. What you call as free will now, that becomes fate from another angle. So it is very difficult to define fate and free will. Therefore, what we say is, it's an incidental note. In our day-to-day life, all our actions should go according to free will. In our day-to-day life, all our actions should go according to free will. Do not ask about fate when you do your karma. When you act, your act should be based on free will alone. This is a practical arrangement. Don't talk of destiny when one is sick. Then you talk of the phalam. If one is destined to survive, anyway one will survive. If one is destined to die, anyhow he will die. Then where is the reason to go to the doctor then? Therefore, you get the philosophy of tamoguna, the philosophy of laziness, philosophy of indifference, philosophy of negligence, philosophy of inertia. When one is sick, you don't go by fate. You say, it is my free will and I have to do my best. After the treatment, whether one dies or not, he may medically survive, but not otherwise. When karma palam comes, we go by fate. At the same time, at the time of karma, talk of free will. And at the time of reception of palam, talk about fate. So when you talk of past, take it as fate. And when you face the future, take it as free will and work. This is your working arrangement. But don't probe again too much. Then problems of mutual dependency, anyonya, ashraya, anavastha, chakram, all those things will come. Those problems. This actually, there's a beautiful shloka. Vide prayatnasya cha kopi vadaha tayor dvayor moolam janta tasmam syat. Vide prayatnasya cha moola vastho sajjana tam naiva vidirna yatnaha. Those people who get into the argument of free will and fate, they are confused and they will never find an answer, because the argument itself is based on ignorance of the adhishtanam of both, which is Atma. Once you know the adhishtana Atma, the problem will not be solved, but for you, there is neither vidhi nor yatna. Aditaha bhavati. Go beyond fate and free will. Never try to solve the question of fate and free will. So Madhubrahmanam points out the illogical relationship or interrelationship between various factors of the world. And Shankaracharya gives the example of the dream, swapna. In the dream, each one is interdependent. Therefore, everything is mithya. And there is a satya adhishtanam, which is other than the dream world. The logic is based on a generalization. Generalization is vyapti. Yatim paraspara upakarya upakaraka bhutam tat anya adhishtanakam. That which is mutually dependent has got something else as its adhishtanam. And based on this generalization, we say sarvam jagate atma adhishtanakam. The whole universe has got atma as its adhishtanam. Paraspara upakarya upakaraka bhutatvat. Because it is mutually dependent. Swapnavate, like dream. Whole universe is unreal, mutually dependent, and something else is Adhishtanam. This is the entire essence of Madhu Brahmanam. Now let us look at the first mantra. Iyam prithivim sarvesham bhutanam madhum asyai prithivyai sarvani bhutani madhum yascha ayam asyam prithivyam tejomaya amrutamaya purushah yaschayam adhyatmam shariraha tejomayah amrutasya purushah ayamevasah yoyam atmam idam amrutam idam brahmam idam sarvam idam prithivi sarvesham bhutanam madhu. Iyam prithivi, this earth is the madhu. Actually it has two meanings, karyam and bhogyancha, we have already seen just now. Of what? Sarvesham bhutanam, for all living beings. All beings become the karanam and bhokta. Earth is bhogyam and beings are bhokta. Earth is karyam and beings are karana. Now Upanishad reverses that. Asyai prithivyai sarvani bhutani madhu. All the beings are madhu. The karyam are bhogyam for this earth. And earth becomes karanam or bhokta for living beings. This is with respect to adi bhutam and jiva, and both are interdependent. We will now take up adi devam and adhyatma. Yascha ayam asyam prithivyam tejomayaha amrtamayaha purushaha. The tejomaya amrtamaya purushaha, prithivi devata, that is prithivi devata is given tejomaya amrtamaya purushaha, is prithivi devata. And what is the definition of devata? Devata is defined as the samashti sukshma shariram plus chidabhasa. All these are all from Tattvabodha. I am not saying anything new. So prithivi devata is sukshma prithivi. Prithivi refers to sthula prithivi, and prithivi devata is sukshma prithivi. And prithivi devata corresponding sukshma prithivi with chidabhasa. So why chidabhasa is stressed? It's because tejomaya, that indicates the reflected consciousness chidabhasa, because of which devata is a live devata. And the sentence is incomplete. Here also what you have to do is, this devata is the madhu of all jiva, sarvesham bhutana madhu. What? This devata, that is purusha. So purushaha sarvesham bhutana madhu, and you reverse it as sarvani bhutani purushasya madhu. All living beings are the madhu of devatas. So devatas are madhu for all the living beings. And what do we mean? First we said, adibhutam is madhu of all living beings, and all living beings are madhu for all adibhutam. Now we say, adidevam is madhu for all living beings, and all living beings are madhu of adidevam. And what is remaining then? Adhyatma. So, yaschayam adhyatmam shariraha. Adhyatmam is individual jiva, that is individual sukshma shariram plus chidabhasa obtaining in shariraha, sthula sharira sthula sharire bhavaha. It is in sthula sharira, and this is also tejomayam amrutamayaha purusha. It is tejomaya because it has chidabhasa, reflected consciousness. Both of them are sukshma sharira. Only difference is samashti sukshma shariram plus chidabhasa is equal to devata, and vyashti sukshma shariram plus chidabhasa is jivaha. So this adhyatmam jivaha is madhu for sarvesham bhutana, all other living beings. And all other living beings are madhu for this jivaha. Main thing is that jiva and jagat are mutually dependent. That is the message we should understand. Jiva and devatas are mutually dependent, and jiva and other jivas are mutually dependent. In fact, if you allow this, if you follow this particular fact alone, then you will be able to have, you will have no problem in life at all, reality. Husband and wife are mutually dependent. Tenant and landlord are mutually dependent. Younger generation and older generation are mutually dependent. Government and citizens are mutually dependent. Everything is mutually dependent. If you follow the dependence, then there'll be no problem. If you don't follow, then the problems, they start in life, all the strife, fights, courts, everything comes. Now the last portion that we are going to take up, ayam eva saha yoyam atma. Saha here refers to this prapancha, mutually dependent universe. Madhvatmakaha, madhu atmakaha is madhvatmakaha prapanchaha. The whole universe consisting of what? Adhyatmam, adhibhutam, adhidaivam, madhvakyaha prapanchaha. I am atma. It is non-different from adhishtana atma. By saying that this interdependent universe is non-different from adhishtana atma, the teacher says the interdependent universe does not exist separate from Atma. That is, interdependent universe is mithya, only a false appearance of Atma. I am Atma, the conclusion for idam sarvam yadayam Atma. It is a Nigamana Vakyam, we have already seen that. All the prapanchas are false appearance of Adhishtana Atma alone. And idam amritam, idam amritam means jnanam. Idam jnanam, so amritatva sadhanam, this knowledge alone is a means for immortality, moksha sadhanam. Idam brahma, this alone is called adhishtanam, that is brahma. And idam sarvam, here idam means jnanam, so sarva prapti or avapti sadhanam. By this knowledge, one becomes all. Tasmatim tat sarvam abhavat. Because I know I am the adhishtanam, I alone appear as mutually dependent universe, just as the waker alone appears as the mutually dependent dream world. And I, the Brahman alone, am falsely appearing as mutually dependent universe. Vishvam pashyati karya karanatayam swaswami sambandataha. In Dakshinamurti Stotra we saw. All are false appearances only. This is Atma Jnana. And Shankaracharya connects this to the first chapter, section 4, 10th mantra. Aham Brahmasmi Vichara was done at that time. Sarva Prapti, that was said. And he says here, this is Nigamanam of that Vakyam, this conclusion. So Brahma Vagidamagra Asitim, Tat Atmaname Vavetim, Aham Brahmasmeti, Tasmat tat sarvam abhavatim, sapta rishir vamadeva pratibhede aham manurabhavam, aham suryascha. All these things, he connects this mantra with that mantra. One mantra understood means, we can immediately go to the next 13 mantras that are going to be read now, because it's the same principle, except the adibhutam, adidevam, adhyatmam, they are only given different names. So we have to always take one adibhutam, one adidevam, and adhyatmam, and we will see this full summary of the entire thing. Let us read the 13 mantras. Ima apaham sarvesham bhutana madhum asam apam sarvani bhutani madhum yachayam apsvas yachayam asvasu apsum tejo mayomrtamaya purushaham yachayam adhyatmam raitasaham Tejo mayo mrtasya purushaham, ayame vasaham, yoyam atma, idam amritam, idam brahmam, idam sarvam, ayam agni sarvesham bhutana madhum, asya agni sarvani bhutani madhum, yaschayam asmin agnaum, tejo maya mrtamaya purushaham, yaschayam adhyatmam, vangmayaham, tejo mayo mrtamaya purushaham, ayame vasaham, yoyam atma, idam amrtam, idam brahmam, idam sarvam, ayam vayuhum, sarvesham bhutanam madhum, asya vayuhum, sarvani bhutani madhum, yachayam asmin vayuhum, tejomayo mrtasya purushaham, yachayam adhyatmam pranaha, tejomayo mrtamaya purushaham, ayam eva sayavayam atmam, idam amrtam, idam brahma, idam sarvam, ayam adityaham, sarvesham bhutanam madhum, Asyadityasya sarvani bhutani madhum, madhum, yaschayam asminnadityem, tejo mayo mrtasya purushaham, yaschayam adhyatmam chakshushaham, tejo mayo mrtamaya purushaham, ayam evam, sayoyam atmam, idam amrtam, idam brahma, idam sarvam, imadishaham, sarvesham bhutanam madhum, asam disham, sarvani bhutani madhum, yaschayam asudikshum, தேஜோமயோமிருதமய புருஷா யச்சாயமத்யாத்மம் ஸ்ரௌத்ர ப்ராதிஸ்ருத்கஹ தேஜோமயோமிருதமய புருஷா அயமேவ ச யோயமாத்மா இதமமிருதம் இதம் பிரம்ம இதம் சர்வம் அயம் சந்திரஹா சர்வேஷாம் பூதானாம் மதும் அஸ்ய சந்திரஸ்ய சர்வாணி பூதானி மதும் யச்சாயமஸ்மின் சந்திரே தேஜோமயோமிருதமய புருஷா யச்சாயமத்யாத்மம் மானசா தேஜோமயோமிருதமய புருஷா அயமேவ சயோயமாத்மா இதமமிருதம் இதம் பிரம்ம இதம் சர்வம் இயம் வித்யுத் சர்வேஷாம் பூதானாம் மதும் அஸ்யை வித்யுதா சர்வாணி பூதானி மதும் யச்சாயமஸ்யாம் வித்யுதீம் தேஜோமயோமிருதமய புருஷா யச்சாயமத்யாத்மம் தைஜசா தேஜோமயோமிருதமய புருஷா அயமேவ சயோயமாத்மா இதமமிருதம் இதம் பிரம்ம இதம் சர்வம் அயம் ஸ்தனயித்னு சர்வேஷாம் பூதானாம் மதும் அஸ்ய ஸ்தனயித்னோ சர்வாணி பூதானி மதும் யச்சாயமஸ்மின் ஸ்தனயித்னௌ தேஜோமயோமிருதமய புருஷா யச்சாயமத்யாத்மம் சாப்தஹ சௌரஸ் சௌரஸ் தேஜோமயோமிருதமய புருஷா சௌவரஸ் சௌவரஸ் தேஜோமயோமிருதமய புருஷா அயமேவ சயோயமாத்மா இதமமிருதம் இதம் பிரம்ம இதம் சர்வம் அயமாகாஷஹ சர்வேஷாம் பூதானாம் மதும் அஸ்யாகாஷஸ்ய சர்வாணி பூதானி மதும் யச்சாயமஸ்மின் ஆகாஷே தேஜோமயோமிருதமய புருஷஹ யச்சாயமத்யாத்மம் ஹ்ருத்யாகாஷஹ தேஜோமயோமிருதமய புருஷஹ அயமேவ சயோயமாத்மா இதம் அமிர்தம் இதம் பிரம்ம இதம் சர்வம் அயம் தர்மஹ சர்வேஷாம் பூதானாம் மதும் அஸ்ய தர்மஸ்ய சர்வாணி பூதானி மதும் யச்சாயமஸ்மின் தர்மே தேஜோமயோமிருதமய புருஷஹ யச்சாயமத்யாத்மம் தர்மஹ தேஜோமயோமிருதமய புருஷஹ அயமேவ சயோயமாத்மா இதமமிருதம் இதம் பிரம்ம இதம் சர்வம் இதம் சத்யம் சர்வேஷாம் பூதானாம் மதும் அஸ்ய சத்யஸ்ய சர்வாணி பூதானி மதும் யச்சாயமஸ்மின் சத்யே தேஜோமயோமிருதமய புருஷஹ யச்சாயமத்யாத்மம் சாத்யஹ தேஜோமயோமிருதமய புருஷஹ அயமேவ சயோயமாத்மா இதமமிருதம் இதம் பிரம்ம இதம் சர்வம் இதம் மானுஷம் சர்வேஷாம் பூதானாம் மதும் அஸ்ய மானுஷஸ்ய சர்வாணி பூதானி மதும் யச்சாயமஸ்மின் மானுஷே தேஜோமயோமிருதமய புருஷஹ யச்சாயமத்யாத்மம் மானுஷஹ தேஜோமயோமிருதமய புருஷஹ அயமேவ சயோயமாத்மா இதமமிருதம் இதம் பிரம்ம இதம் சர்வம் அயமாத்மா சர்வேஷாம் பூதானாம் மதும் அஸ்மாத்மத அஸ்யாத்மனஹ சர்வாணி பூதானி மதும் யச்சாயமஸ்மின் ஆத்மனி தேஜோமயோமிருதமய புருஷஹ யச்சாயமாத்மா தேஜோமயோமிருதமய புருஷஹ அயமேவ சயோயமாத்மா இதமமிருதம் இதம் பிரம்ம இதம் சர்வம். So we read up to the 14th mantra. So from the 2nd to the 14th mantra, they all convey the same idea between three pairs. Sarvani Bhutani and Adibhutam, Sarvani Bhutani and Adidaivam, and Sarvani Bhutani and Adhyatmam. Sarvani Bhutani is same. And only the Adibhutam, Adidaivam and Adhyatmam, these three only vary from mantra to mantra. We get 13 groups of Adibhutam, Adhyatma, Adidaivam. And the list I will give, actually we just go through the list and you will get a good idea about the message conveyed here. And in the second mantra, you get Apaha, the waters. So interdependent of each. Example, Sarvani Bhutani. So Apaha is Adibhutam. Apaha is one of the Bhutas, Papanjabhutas, Adibhutam. Abdevata is Adidaivam. Jaladevata is Adidevam. And Shankaracharya interprets Retas as Raitas Bijam as Adhyatma, Retas. And Agni in the next mantra is Adibhutam. Agni Devata is Adidevam. And Vangmayaha, Vangmaya Purushaha, Vak is Adhyatma. Third mantra, Vayuhu is Adibhutam. Vayu Devata is Adidevam. Pranaha or Pranamaya Purushaha is Adhyatma. And the next mantra is Adityaha, Adityaha sun, Surya Devata. So the physical sun is Adibhutam and Aditya Devata is Adidevam and Chakshuho, the eyes, Chakshusa Purushaha. And Dishaha, next one is 10 quarters, Adibhutam. Big Devata is Adidevam. And Shrotram, that is Shrautra Purushaha. That is called Pratrishrutkaha. That is given in this shloka. It is another word for Shrotram. It is used in every hearing. So, Prati Shravana Velayam Vartate Iti Prati Shrutkaha. That is the word here. This is how it is derived. For all practical purposes, it is Shrotra Purushaha. Then Chandraha Adibhutam, that is the visible Chandra, moon. Chandra Devata, the invisible, is Adidevam. And Manastattvam, Manas is Manasha Purushaha, is Adhyatmam. Then Vidyut, Vidyut means the lightning. The lightning is Adibhutam. Vidyut Devata is the Adidevam. And Tejaha, Tejaha means, Acharya Shankaracharya calls it Tvak Kantihi. Sharira Kantihi, the effulgence or the brilliance of the body. So normally people say, see the Tejas in his face. Or in Tamil we say, Kalai in the face. This is called Taijasa Purushaha. This is Adhyatma. And Stanayitnuho. Stanayitnuho means thunder. That is the Adibhutam. Stanayitnu Devata, thunder Devata. And Sauvara Purushaha. Shankaracharya calls Sauvara Purushaha as Sware Bhavaha, Sauvaraha. Swaram means for each sound we make, there is a corresponding Shakti in us. This is called Swaraha. And that Swara Purushaha is called Sauvara Purushaha in the shloka. It is Adhyatma. And thunder is the speaking of the Lord. And Swara is the speaking of ours. And we have a story also based on thunder. We are going to see it later. You know, the Da, 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 Brahmaji said all that, we are going to say it later. And Akashaha is Adibhutam, space. And Akasha Devata is Adidevam. And Hridaya Akashaha, the inner space, is Adhyatma. And next is Dharmaha. Dharmaha is Adibhutam. And Dharmaha here means Samanya Dharma, functioning in the world. And Dharma Devata is Adidevam. And Dharma Purushaha, that is the Vishesha Rupa Dharma. So Dharma of the individual is Adhyatma. Then Satyaha. Satyaha is Adibhutam. Satyaha here means again Samanya Satyaha, the common, general Satyam. So Satya Devata is Adidevam. And Satya Purushaha. Satya at the individual level. This is Vishesha Rupa Satyaha, is Adhyatma. Incidentally, Shankaracharya, he defines Dharma and Satya in this context. He defines Dharma as the Shastrartha, Shastrartha which is understood. Whatever the Shastra conveys, that is understood at the knowledge level. The known teaching of Shastra, so Nyayamanaha, that is Jnana, that is called Dharma. But Satya is Shastrartha that is followed, Anushtiyamana Shastrartha, Satya, that is followed or practiced in life, that is acted out teaching, we can call it. So what is the difference between Dharma and Satyam? Satyam Vada, if I know, that means it is Dharma. But I don't talk Satyam at all, means there is no Anushtana. So at understanding level, the teaching is called Dharma. And at practicing level, the teaching is called Satyaha. All in this context, we should be careful, not generalized. So Dharma means is internal, Satya is external. This is the difference between the regular meaning of the word Satyaha, speaking the truth. In this context, any scriptural teaching that is followed is Satya. So Anushtiyamana. Okay. And Manusham is the next one. Manushyaha, Manushya Jati. That is Adibhutam. The species, human species. Samanya Rupam. Manusha Devata is Adidevam. And Manusham at the individual level is Adhyatma. Then comes the last one. Here the Upanishad does not make a difference between Adibhutam, Adhyatmam and Adidevam. When it comes to the last one, the whole thing is mixed together, called Atma. Atma is the total Karya, Karana, Sangataha, the total Stula, Sukhma, Shariram, and Sarvani, Bhutani and Atma are interconnected. And Acharya says, we cannot make the division of three here. So this satyastamitam adhyatma, he writes in the commentary, satyastamitam adhyatmam adibhutadim sarva visheshaha atmam atra atmani visesha abhavat adhyatma vishesha bhavat saha na nirdishyate. Acharya, he has written the commentary why this is not differentiated. So in the last one, the 14th mantra, we don't get the division of adhyatma, adhibhuta and adhideva all mixed together. This is called atma. And we have to understand there is a parasparam upakaryam upakaraka bhava between sarvabhutani and the total and vice versa. So we will discuss only 14th mantra for the discussion now because all the things are common, which is because this 14th mantra is slightly different from the rest. The Upanishad says, I am Atma. Whatever I just only listed up to now is only listed, the entire thing. That's what I said, I will give a list. Now we'll only discuss the 14th mantra as for the explanation. The Upanishad says, I am Atma, Sarvesham Bhutana Madhu. Asya Atmanaha Sarvani Bhutani Madhu. So Adibhutam, Adi Devam, and Adhyatma, Vishesha Rahitaha Atma. It's a total. And Yaschayam Asmin Atmani Tejo Mayaha Amrutamayaha Purushaha. We have to take up to that. There are two Tejo Mayaha Amrutamaya Purushaha in the Shloka, as you might have seen. And with the first Tejo Maya Amrutamayaha, the mutual dependence section is seen. The mutual dependence section of this Madhu, that is seen. And then on, the discussion is different. Yaschayam Atma Tejomaya Amrutamayaha Purushaha, that refers to this Jivatma, this individual Chaitanya, not the Sukshma Shariram. It has to be connected with I am Eva. Saha Yoyam Atma. So this Jivatma is none other than the Atma discussed in Maitreyi Brahmanam, the previous Brahman. So the Jivatma Paramatma Aikyam is going to be said here. So this Atma is, which is the Adhishtanam for the Adhyatma, Adhibhutam, Adhidevam, Adhishtana Atma alone. That is the Atma discussed in Maitreyi Brahman. We have to always establish the Sambandham. You know, I already mentioned the connection, link. So Idam Amritam, Idam Brahma, Idam Sarvam is like the previous cases that is repeated in all the shlokas, 14 shlokas. This is the only difference that we have to note in the 14th mantra compared to all the other mantras. Continuing, mantra 15. Sava ayam atma sarvesham bhutanam adhipatihim sarvesham bhutanam rajam tadyatha rasana bhaucham ratane maucham araha sarve samarpitaham evamevam asminatmani sarvani bhutani sarve devaha sarve lokaha sarve pranaha sarva eta atmanaham atmanaham samarpitaham samarpitaham. So in this mantra, the nature of Adhishtana Atma is pointed out. That is the Adhishtanam of the Mithya Prapancha, that is Paraspara Upakarya Upakaraka Rupa Prapancha is being discussed here in this mantra. Until now, the Adhyastha Mithya Prapancha was discussed. Now Adhishtana Atma is being talked about. And what is this Atma? Sava Ayam Atma. This Atma, which was discussed in the previous mantra as Tejomaya Amrutamaya Purushaha, is Sarva Bhutanam Adhipatihi. Adhipati. Why? Atma is the Lord of all beings because the whole world, Mithya Prapancha, depends upon Atma for its existence. That is why Atma is called Adhishtanam, Adhipatihi, the Lord. Satta Pradata, Spurti Pradata. So the whole world depends upon Adhishtana. And the Sarvesham Bhutanam Raja. Atma is the ruler, the controller of all the beings. Bhishasmat Vata Pavate, Bhishodeti Suryaham, Bhishasmat Agnischendrascham, Mrityurdhavati Panchamaiti, Taitriya. Even all the Vata Pavate, even the wind blows because of fear of the cosmic order of the cosmic controller. Vishodeti Suryaha, because of that only even Surya, sun rises. Vishasmat Agnischa Indrascha, even Agni Indra Devatas, they are all out of fear of the ruler, the controller, they function. Mrityur Dhavati, Mrityur Devata, runs throughout the world, the entire prapancha, because of the fiat of cosmic order. That Atma is adhishtanam of everything. So, sarve samartitaha, sarve, everything is based upon, supported by Atma alone. For this, an example is given. In the wheel and the spokes, this example is also familiar to us. The wheel and the spokes of the wheel. So, it's often given in the Upanishads. In a wheel, if you take a wheel, there are so many spokes and are supported by this central point, which is called hub or chakra nabihi. And spokes or the rods are called araha. And this expression we have seen already in Mundaka Upanishad. Arayiva ratanabhavam samhatayatra nadyaha sa yeshontas charate bahudaham jayamanaham omityevam jayata atmanam jayata jayata atmanam swastiva paraya tamasa parastat. This we have seen in the second Mundaka. So the spokes are many, but the hub, one hub supports them all, and similarly, the Atma is like a hub of the universal wheel. This hub alone sustains the universal wheel. These wheels, they will move, and even spokes will go around, but you will find that the hub will not move at all. It does not revolve. Therefore, every revolution depends upon the non-revolving hub. And if the whole world is revolving, it depends upon a non-revolving hub, which is Atma Tattvam. And that is what is said here. Yatam Rata Nabhav Chayam Rata Nemav Chayam. Nabihi means hub, and Nemihi means the outer rim of the wheel. And Araha, Araha Sarve Samarpitaha. All the spokes, Araha means all the spokes, they are supported by the hub and rim. In the same way, Atmani, in Atma, everything is supported. What are those things? Sarvani Bhutani, Adi Bhutan. Sarve Devaha, Adi Devam. Sarve Lokaha, all the Lokas. They are all supported. The Lokas, etc. Sarve Pranaha, that is Adhyatman. So all of them are based upon the Atma. And Sarve Yete Atmanaha. Here Atma is all Jivatmas, they are Achidabhasas. So Chaitanyam Rupa Atmam supports all these Chidabhasas. In fact, the axle can be compared to Brahman, and the hub can be compared to Maya. And Brahman plus Maya is the Nabihi. The Sarvatma Bhava was discussed once again and concluded in the 15th mantra. Let us go to the 16th mantra. Idam Vaitan Madhum तद्यंगातर्वण अश्विभ्यामुवाच तदेतदृषि पश्यन्न वोचत तद्वाम नरा सनये दंस उग्रम आविष्कृणोमी तन्यतुर्न वृष्टि तद्यंगयत मद्वातर्वणो वाम अश्वस्य शीर्षणाम प्रयदीमुवाच इति. So from the 16th mantra onwards, we get the conclusion of this Brahmanam up to the end of this particular section. That is the 19th mantra. Four mantras are Upasamhara mantras, in which we get the glorification of this entire teaching. And the summary of the teaching is called Madhu Vidya. For this purpose, the teacher and the student, they are mentioned here, as I mentioned earlier. Here only the teacher and the students are mentioned. Who taught Madhu Vidya to which student? That is what is said here. Idam Madhum Dadyang Atarvanaha Ashvibhyam Huvacha. What is the name of the teacher? Dadyang. And he is also known as Atharvanaha, because he is an expert in Atharvana Veda. So Atharvana Rishi. So Atharvanaha. So he has got two names, Dadyang and Atharvanaha. And this teacher taught to whom? Ashvibhyam, to Ashwini Kumarabhyam, the Ashwini Kumaras, the twins, supposed to be the celestial doctors. So Devam Bishakbhyam, Uvacha. Bishak means doctor. What he taught? this Madhu teaching and Madhu Vidya. And there are two Amsas showing that the world is interrelated and therefore unreal. And the unreal world is supported by the real Atma. First is world is interrelated and therefore it is unreal. And this unreal world is supported by the real Atma. This is the essence of the Madhu Vidya Saraha. So, Paraspara, Upakarya, Upakaraka, Bhudatvate, Jagat Mithya. Tat Mithya Jagate, Satya Atmani, Adhishtam Vartate. Adhishtitam Vartate. So, this Madhu Vidya teaching is another name for Atma Vidya taught by Atharvana Rishi to Ashwini Kumaras. And the teaching happens in a very peculiar way. It was not a normal episode. It was not like a Sishya going to the teacher and doing Tadvidhi Pranipadena, all none of those things. So it was taught in a peculiar way. For that, a story is mentioned in this mantra. Vridharanya has a lot of stories. Tadetat Rishihi Pashyan Avochate. Tadetat. How the teaching took place. Rishihi Pashyan. The Rishi knew and declared to the world as to how the teaching took place. The details given in the following mantra. So what is the story? Story goes like this. Dadyang Rishi knew this Madhu Vidya. And once the Ashwini Kumaras approached the Rishis and asked him, Adihi Bhagavo Madhu Vidya. Adihi Bhagavo Brahmeti was given in Bhrigavalli. Here is Adihi Bhagavo Madhu Vidya. You please teach us Madhu Vidya. And that Rishi told them that there is a problem. Even though he wants to teach, he has a problem. He said, it seems, Devendra, he has given him a warning that he should not teach this Madhu Vidya to anyone. This Vidya should be kept as a secret without teaching anyone. If it starts to anyone, he may lose his life. And having given this warning, Indra got some doubt. And he threatened, it seems, that if you teach anyone, he would cut off his head. Because Indra thought this Rishi might still teach. So he threatened him, I will cut off your head. Therefore, Dadyang Rishi was not inclined to teach Ashwini Kumaras. So Ashwini Kumaras, they told the Rishi that they have a solution. Because we are advanced medical people. We have the capacity to remove any part of a body. Keep it aside, interchange, transplant, keep it back, all that we can do. So what we will do, we will cut off your head and keep your real head somewhere and bring another head of a horse. And the horse, Ashwam Shiraha, we will bring as a temporary exchange. And then we will put the horse's head on your head, on your shoulder, and then you can start teaching Madhu Vidya to us. And once you give the teaching, Indra would come to know, and what he will do? He will cut off the horse's head. Once the horse head is removed, we would bring back the original head. In this process, we would get the teaching, you will also get back your head. What a deal. So this is the story, and do not ask more questions on all this. This is a story. And this idea is what? Now, this another Rishi, he addresses Ashwini Kumaras now. So, Dadyang Rishi is a teacher. There is another Rishi. He is just there. Okay. It is not Dadyang, Atharvana Rishi. He has already taught by exchanging the head. After the teaching is over, another Rishi is now addressing Ashwini Kumaras. And he says, I know how you have learned this Vidya from Dadyang Rishi. This is Rishi number 2. Now, he addresses Ashwini Kumaras and says, oh, Ashwini Kumaras, how you have learned this Vidya from Dadyang Rishi, I know. You have done a great medical feat and learned this wisdom, and I am going to declare this to the whole world. And that is the meaning of this mantra. This mantra is a quotation. That is another Rishi, Rishi number 2, he says. The Rishi tells Ashwini Kumaras, after they had received the teachings. Nara means, hey, Narao. Narao means, this is, hey, Ashwini Kumaras. Both Ashwini Kumaras. Vam Ugram Damshaha. You have done a terrible action. The removal of the head, the receiving the teachings, and keeping back the original head. All these are for what purpose? Sanaye praptaye, for the attainment of madhu vidya, that is greatness on your part, Ashwini Kumara's part. Similarly, the Dadyang Rishi has also done a great feat. He took the risk of allowing the Ashwini Kumaras to remove his head for teaching madhu vidya. When the ordinary surgery involves a big risk, we cannot think of the removal of the head itself. Therefore, Shankaracharya says, Jivita apaye satyapi. Even though the very life of Rishi was under the threat, the Rishi had agreed to remove the head and to impart the teaching because he has promised to teach. That is what he said in the third and the fourth lines of this mantra. Dadhyang Atharvanaha Ashvasya Shirshna Pravacha. Pra means pra should be connected to vacha, pravacha. So Dadhyang Atharvana Rishi also pravacha. Taught to you with what? Not in his with his original head, Ashvasya Shirshna, with the head of a horse. He taught you. So the Sishyas also are great by doing a terrible action to get the knowledge, and Guru also is great because he has taken a great personal risk. So the Guru is great, Sishyas are also great, and Sangharacharya adds, therefore Madhu Vidya is also glorious because so much risk is involved in gaining this knowledge. Thus two feats have been talked about. First line of the mantra talks about the glory of Sishyas, and the third line and the fourth line, they glorify the teacher. And in the second line, the Rishi says, Avishkranomi. Avishkranomi means Prakatayami. I am going to reveal this to the whole world because nobody knows what had happened. How I will reveal this to the whole world? An example is given. Tanyatuhum Vrishtim Na. Tanyatuhu means Megaha. Megaha, the clouds. Vrishti means rain. Na. Na means eva. We have to be very careful. That is why, unless there is a Bhashyas, it is impossible to understand Veda Mantras. Here, Na means not in the sense of negative. No. It is eva. Careful. So, just as the clouds pour the rainwater all over the world, I will pour out the news to the whole world. How you learned this Vidya? What is the benefit of all this? Then the students will know that Madhu Vidya is not an ordinary Vidya. Therefore, I respect the Vidya. So this is Adharatham for respect. And that is what the other Rishi says. And the psychology is what? Whatever is easily gained, we don't value. Whatever we get with much struggle, we always value. Madhu here means Madhu Vidya. Iti Rishihi Avochate. And this Madhu Vidya refers to the whole teaching that we have seen. So Brahma Satyam Jagan Mityam is stated to be the essence of this Madhu Vidya. Continue with Mantra 17. Idan Vaitan Madhum Tadhyangatar Vanaham Ashvibhyamu Vacham Tadetat Rishihi Pashyanna Vochatayam Atharvanaya Ashvinau Dadiche Ashvyam Shiraha Pratyera Yatham Sava Madhu Pravochatayam Vithayannam Tvashtram Yad Dastrapapim Kakshyam Vamitim. All tough and complex mantras. So, Namaskaram Shankaracharya so many times for deciphering all these mantras, puna punaha. Again, the same topic is continued here. The glory of Madhu Vidya, the context in which the Vidya was received. So the first portion is only repetition of the earlier section. Idam vai tad madhu dadhyang atarvanaha ashvibhyam uvacha. Madhu means Madhu Vidya, the whole teaching, Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. This Atharvana Rishi taught to Ashwini Kumaras. And Tadedat Rishi Pashyan. Seeing this teaching, another Rishi, whose name is not known, has written that the following mantra after seeing the whole teaching. And what does he say in this mantra? Ashvina. Ashvina means Ashvinav. Dadiche. Atharvanayam. Ashvyam. Shiraham. Pratyai. Pratyai Rayatam. Ashwini Kumar asks, Pratyay Rayata means connector. They fixed Ashwyam Shiraha, the horse's head. For whom? Dadiche Atharvanaya. To the head of Atharvana Rishi, known as Dadhyang Rishi. So in the third and fourth lines, the Rishi says that this Dadhyang Rishi taught two types of Madhu Vidya. With the head of what? A horse, not of the Rishi. One Madhu Vidya is called Twashtram Madhu. And the other one is called Kakshyam Madhu. Both the words are there in the shloka. Now the question is, what is Twashtram Madhu and what is Kakshyam Madhu? So for what Twashtram Madhu, there is another story. The details occur in the Karmakanda portion or the previous portion of Brahadaranyakamshat. The previous portion. So what it says is, the story goes like this. Once Mahavishnu, he had fought with Asuras and he has won the battle also. And because of this victory, Vishnu became very proud, it seems. And all other devatas became jealous of Vishnu, who was resting, keeping his head on the bow with the string connected. Normally, when they rest, they untie the string. But he was so tired, maybe, or he was proud, he didn't care, whatever it is. So he was resting on the bow with the string connected. Normally, bow is stringed only during the war. As he was tired, Vishnu was resting with the chin upon the bent bow. And the devas thought they became Vamrihi. Vamrihi means insects in the form of termites. And they ate and cut the string of the bow. And as the termites, they cut the string, what happened? The bow, which was in tremendous tension and strain, that broke, cutting Vishnu's head, which went up to the sky. And what is that? That is Surya, which is the head of Vishnu. So saha evam tvashta iti uchyate. That is, this is called tvashta. Then what happened? Devas got frightened because they could not do any upasana and other karmas, and the world also could not do any rituals. Why? Because the ahutis could not be offered to Vishnu. Vishnu is also called yajna, yajna vai Vishnu. So they could not do any yajna. Right? So what did they do? They approached Ashwini Kumaras to connect that head back. So any portion up to 6 hours, the hands, etc., they can be connected. There is a time duration. Within 6 hours, they can fix anything that is separated, they can be fixed back. So Ashwini Kumaras were approached, known as the details and all these things. Yeah, this is just in the story. So Ashwini Kumaras were approached and they did the surgery in Devaloka. And Vishnu came back. These are all stories. Now this story we find in Shatapatha Brahmanam or the previous portion of the Upanishad also. Then it is said that this story could be meditated upon. So this upasana is called Twashtram Madhu, because from Tvashta. An upasana which is connected with Tvashta Surya. Surya is what? The cut head of Vishnu. That becomes Surya. This upasana is prescribed as part of a ritual called Pravargyam. So this Twashtram Madhu should be done, which was learned by Ashwinis from Dadhyang Rishi. So this is Madhu Vidya number one, Twashtram, called Twashtram Madhu. Then the second of Madhu Vidya is called Kakshyam Madhu. So Kakshyam means Rahasyam, Gopyam, secret teaching. Kakshyam Madhu is the Madhu Vidya of this Brahman. So which we saw in this section, which is the Upakaryam Upakaraka Bhava, of Bhava of the universe, which we saw in the first 14 mantras of this Brahmana. We went through the list and all that thing. Now if you look at the third and the fourth line of this mantra, Saha, Saha means Dadhyang Rishihi Vam Pravochate. Rishihi number two says that Dadhyang Rishi taught you, the Ashwini Kumaras, what? Twashtram Madhu and Kakshyam Madhu. I know, he taught both of them to you. In the fourth line, Dasrav. Dasrav means another word for Ashwini Kumaras. Thus, they are addressed as, hey, Dasrav. So Yad dasrav api. So yad dasrav api. All because of what? Prithayan. Prithayan means satyam karishyan. To keep his promise. The Dadyang Rishi taught you this vidya to keep his promise to you that he wants, he will teach it. But then only he remembered the Indra's warning. So to keep his promise, Dadyang Rishi taught Ashwini Kumaras, even at the expense of his head. So he promised to teach the brothers, Ashwini brothers, but only after promising them, he remembered, as I told, the promise. So he had given to Indra that he would not teach. So he wanted to keep up his promise, given to Ashwini Kumaras, even if he has to lose his head. So the essence of this is what? Madhu Vidya is great and therefore do not take it for granted. Mantra 18. There are stories. Idam vaitan madhum tadhyangatar vanaham ashvibhyam uvacham tadedat rishihim pashyanna vochatim puraschakre dvipadaham puraschakre chatushpadaham purasapakshi bhutvam pura purusha avishat itim Sava ayam purushaham sarvasu purushum purishayaham nainena kinchanam anavritam nainena kinchanam asamvritam. So after glorification of this Madhu Vidya by giving the context in which it was learned, now in the following two mantras, the essence of Madhu Vidya is given. The first line happens to be the repetition of what was said earlier. Idam vai tad madhu tadhyang atarvanaham ashvibhyam uvacha. So Atarvana Rishi taught Ashwini Kumaras this Madhu Vidya and tadedad rishihi pashyan avochat. A third rishi now, an anonymous rishi sitting there all the time. And this rishi, seeing the teaching and recognizing these particular incidents, uttered the following mantra. Here the Sarvatma Bhava, Idam Sarvam Yadayam Atma is summarized here. The essence of this mantra is what? Atma alone has become everything. So everything within quotes, all the physical bodies. Atma became the physical body of the human beings, animals, plants and all of them. Having created all the physical bodies, the Atma itself entered the physical body in the form of subtle bodies also. Thus, Atma became the physical body, Atma itself became the subtle body, and Atma itself, as the subtle body, entered the physical body also. What are the essence? The physical and subtle bodies are, and everything is Atma. Of course, we have to make a note here. When I say Atma became, that became should be understood clearly. And it is not Parinami Karanam, but Vivarta Karanam. Atma became means what? Atma apparently became eva. It is as though becoming and not real becoming. This is the subtle difference between Visishta Advaitam and Advaitam. Therefore, in Visishta Advaitam, Atma is also real, world is also real as Atma. In Parinami Karanam, both cause and effect have same degree of reality. When we say here is Brahman and world are not of same reality, but Brahman has apparently become the world. So if for us, Brahman and world do not enjoy the same reality, but Brahman has apparently become the world. Therefore, we call it Vivarta Karana. Therefore, one is Parinam Paramarthikam and the other one is Vyavaharikam. Paramarthika Vyavaharika difference is not there in Visishta Advaitam. If asked how that apparent difference comes, Mayaya Bhavati, due to Maya. And the example is Swapnavat. Dream is the biggest example. We become everything in dream without becoming. Or Rajju Sarpavat. This snake and the rope example we know. Therefore, Sahayevam Puraha Chakre. Here Puraha means physical bodies, Puram. So Shankaracharya, he says, interprets it like that. And Pakshi, Pakshi he interprets as subtle body, Sukshma Shariram. Puraha is Puraha Srishtva Pakshi Rupena Avishata. Entered into Pakshi Rupena Avishata, subtle body. And the meaning of this mantra is Purushaha Evam Sarvan Chakre. The word Chakre means what? It is actually in verbal form. He created. The Paramatma or the Purushaha created everything out of himself. So kamayatam bahusyam praja yeyeti satapotapyatam satapastaptvam vidagam sarvam asrijatam. Again, Taittiriya Upanishad. How is the creation? Bahusyam. I will create not out of some other raw material, but I will create everything out of myself. When you say creating out of Paramatma itself, it means Paramatma itself became the creation. And that is the meaning of Chakre in this shloka. Thus, Purushaha Vipadaha Babuva. Himself became the two-legged beings. Here, the Puraha, Puraha means the physical bodies. So, Purushaha Paramatma became all the two-legged physical bodies, like that of human beings. And Chadushpada Puraha Chakre, the very same Paramatma created the four-legged physical bodies also. In short, Paramatma became all these Stula Shariras. Became again should be within quotes, within inverted commas. For Paramatma never undergoes any change to become physical bodies. We have to supply the words as though, everywhere, even. It is Vivarta Upadhana Karanam, not Parinami Upadhana Karanam. And what is the corollary? When we say Paramatma became the physical bodies as though, it means Paramatma is of the higher order of reality. We are also familiar with the higher order and lower order of realities earlier. And physical bodies are of the lower order of reality. Paramatma is Paramarthika Satyam. And the Shariram's are Vyavahariya Satyam. All should be understood. And having become all the physical bodies, what did Paramatma do? Puraha Saha Pakshi Bhutva. Having become, Pakshi means the Sukshma Shariram's, how many? He became as though. He became as though there are, like, as though there, and having become manifold Sukshma Shariram's. As though as many Sukshma Shariram's he became, and many Sukshma Shariram's, as though having become manifold Sukshma Shariram's, then as though Pakshi Bhutva, what did Paramatma do? Puraha Avishate. Then the Paramatma, in the form of Sukshma Shariram, entered all these Stula Shariram. Then all transactions begin, because Paramatma by itself is not available for any transactions. Here there is Stula Sukshma Shariram complex, and there are so many Stula Sukshma Shariram complexes, and therefore there is a teaching also going on. Thus the teacher also, who is whom? The Paramatma. Students are also Paramatma. Vedaischa Sarvaihi Ahameva Vedyaha Vedanta Kriti Vedavit Sarvam Aham. So Vedanta Kriti means Guru, Vedavit means Shishyaha. Both are Ishwaraha Eva. These are all mantra quotation. Then the Upanishad itself explains the mantra. Because of this job, Paramatma gets a special title, Purushaha. And Upanishad defines the word Purushaha in this portion. And two types of derivations are given to the word Purushaha. And the first definition of Purushaha is Purim Shayanath Purushaha. Because Paramatma resides in the physical body, it is called Purushaha. And Puri means Stula Sharire Shayanath. Shayanath means Katam Shayanath? Sukma Sharira Rupena Shayanath. Pakshi Rupena Shayanath. Purushaha. So this is the first derivation. And the second derivation is Purayati Sarvam Iti Purushaha. One who pervades, fills up, who inheres everything is Purushaha. Both derivations are given in this Brahma. So Sava Ayam Purushaha. This Atma Sarvasu Purshu Stula Sharireshu Bhavati Vartati Vasati. So shete, puri shete vasati. So is present in all stula shariams as pakshi rupena, in the form of pakshi rupena. Then puri shayaha iti purushaha. So dwelling in the body, since it is the body dwelling, therefore it is called purushaha. This is the first derivation. Now the second derivation comes na yenena kinchana anavritam. The Upanishad wants to point out atma pervades everything, but instead of putting in a positive language, the Upanishad puts it in double negative to give emphasis. The Upanishad says nothing is not pervaded by purushaha. Kinchana na anavritam. Na anavritam means avritam. Therefore, sarvam api paramatmana avritam iti kritvam sarvasya puranate purushaha bhavati. Na yenena. Na plus yenena. Kinchana. So, asamvritam. Asamvritam is same as anavritam. And Shankaracharya, he makes a very subtle difference. Samvra means to inhere. Everything is inhered by Paramatma. This also is presented in double negative also. Instead of saying everything is inhered by Paramatma, the Upanishad says nothing is not inhered by Paramatma. To put it in simple language, Paramatma is inherent in all. Paramatma is the inner immanent principle in all. It is like as the clay is the inherent principle in all parts. Just as water is inherent in all waves, just as rope is inherent in imaginary snake, just as waker is inherent in every dream objects. Similarly, Paramatma is inherent in all. In fact, Paramatma is the content of all. Therefore, Paramatma fills up all, as it were, and therefore, Paramatma is Purushaha. This is the second relation. So with this, the first summary is over. Summary is what? Paramatma is everything. Remember, Sarvatma Bhava. Now comes the second summary, once again, in the 19th mantra and the last mantra of this Brahmana. Idam vaitan madhum tadhyanga tarvanaham ashvibhyamu vacham tadedad rishihim pashyanna vochatem rupam rupam prati rupo babhuvam tadasya rupam prati chakshanayam Indro maya bipuru rupayate yukta hyasya harayaha ityahyasya harayaha shatadasha itim ayam vai harayaha ayam vai dasha cha sahasrani bahuni cha anantani cha tadetat brahmam apurvam anaparam anantaram abhahyam ayam atma brahmam sarvanubhuhum ityanushasanam iti panchamam brahmanam. It's the last panchamam brahmanam. So the first two lines are repetition of the previous mantra, as we can make up. So that means this Madhu Vidya was taught by Atharvana Rishi to Ashwini Kumaras. Same as before. That is what is said here, the first two lines. And having seen this teaching, some other Rishi, he declares the essence of the learning through a Rig mantra. Tadedat pashyan rishihi avochat. He said, so he who witnessed the dialogue between Dadyang and Ashwini, now after witnessing that, Rishi is talking about the dialogue through this Rig mantra. So we get another Rig mantra quotation in the Brahmanam, in the Brahmana Upanishad. So another Rig mantra quotation in the Brahmana Upanishad. The same Sarvatma Bhava is revealed and it is a famous mantra. What does this say? The Rupam Rupam Prati Rupo Babu Prati Rupo Babu. This we have seen in Kathopanishad also. Same thing is said here. Agnir yataiko bhuvanam pravishtaha rupam rupam prati rupo babhuvam vayur yataiko bhuvanam pravishtaha rupam rupam prati rupo babhuvam. In Kathopanishad, you saw this. What does it mean? Paramatma does not have any form of its own. And it is the general, unlocated, non-specific, unparticularized, unlocalized awareness. We know all these adjectives earlier. What happens is what? When the very same Paramatma pervades the sthula sukshma shariram complex, the Paramatma seemingly assumes the form of sthula sukshma శరీరం. రూపం రూపం ప్రతి, శరీరం శరీరం ప్రతి. ఈచ్ బాడీ ప్రతి రూపో బభూవ. ది ఆత్మా ఆల్సో అస్యూమ్స్ ఎ సిమిలర్ ఫామ్. ది ఫామ్లెస్ ఆత్మా అస్యూమ్స్ ఎ సీమింగ్ ఫామ్. దట్ ఈస్ వై ఫీల్ వి ఫీల్ ది అవేర్నెస్ ఈస్ పర్వేడింగ్ ద హోల్ బాడీ అండ్ ద షేప్ ఆఫ్ ద బాడీ సీమ్స్ టు బీ ద షేప్ ఆఫ్ అవేర్నెస్ ఆల్సో. అండ్ ఐ ఆల్సో సే వాట్ ఐ సేమ్, అవేర్నెస్ ఈస్ ఆఫ్ ది సైజ్ ఆఫ్ ద బాడీ, వి సే ఆల్ దాట్. అండ్ అవేర్నెస్ ఈస్ నాట్ దేర్ అవుట్ సైడ్ ద బాడీ. So all these things. So the consciousness seems to have a boundary or periphery and gets seemingly endowed with a form. That seeming form is here called prati rupaha, an image. So the atma is endowed with a similar form in keeping with every body. Tad asya rupam. How does the form, that seeming image help us? The Upanishad says, this form is very useful. The localized form of awareness is very useful. For what? Tad asya rupam. Asya rupam, the localized form which we call as chidabhasam, individualized awareness. This rupam, asyam, paramatmanaha, tad rupam. Pratim chakshanaya is useful for the revelation, for the knowledge of atma. Chidabhasa only enables us to realize the atmajnanam or self-knowledge. The pure awareness cannot gain self-knowledge or atma-jnanam. Therefore, it is for the blessing only. In fact, we have got similar idea in Aitareya Upanishad also, in the form of an interesting episode. Here, Brahman wanted to know itself, it seems. And therefore, tad asya rupam, Brahman assumed the chidabhasa rupam for revelation, for the knowledge of Paramatma itself. Indraha mayabihi puru rupa iyate. Here Indraha means not Devendra, again all peculiar meanings, but Paramatma. So sarvagata chaitanyam is called Indraha here. So Indraha Paramatma puru rupa iyate assumes manifold forms. One awareness becomes many awarenesses because of mayabihi. Here maya refers to localized awareness or chidabhasa. So in each intellect, there is one reflected consciousness. And through each reflected consciousness, Atma appears to be many. Like if there are 10 mirrors around me, I will see through the reflected image and I will assume manifold forms. In fact, to show this alone, in the temples behind actually the deity, especially in Shivalaya, behind the Shivalingam and all, or even in many other temples also, they have got a lamp and a mirror. That one lamp appears to be many reflections and numerous. And why it is kept? In fact, to show this alone, in temples behind the deity, they keep a mirror. In front of the reflecting mirror, they keep a lamp which appears to be many, many and numerous. Indraha mayabihi pratibimba chaitanyaihi bahurupaha iyate. Puru means many. Puru rupaha means nana rupaha iyate prapnoti. That is how one Paramatma appears. One Paramatma, he appears as many. In the form of Pratibimba Chaitanya, as many Jivatmas. And Paramatma, through the Pratibimba Chaitanya, is connected to many organs. Yuktahi Asya. Yuktahi Asya. Connected with this Paramatma, or to this Paramatma, is Harayaha. So Harayaha means, Hari means Indriyani here, sense organs. So Vishayan, Vishayan Harati, that which takes Vishayas into itself. So Shabdam Harati, Sparsham Harati and all that. So since it takes or receives various sense objects, sense organs are called Harihi. So Paramatma has become Pratibimba Chaitanyam or Chidabhasa. Through the Chidabhasa, it is connected to many sense organs. And through sense organs, variety of knowledge is possible, including self-knowledge. And how many sense organs are there? Sataha dasha. 10 sense organs when you take the individual into account. Pancha Jnanendriyams and Panchakarmendriyas. If you take the entire humanity, there are sataha in hundreds. Here, the number is not important, but the plurality is indicated. To visualize Paramatma alone was there, Through the mind reflectors, one Paramatma has assumed many reflected consciousness forms. And each through reflected consciousness, Paramatma knows the entire world through one sense organ or the other. Just like I myself assume many forms in Swapna. And through each dream individual, I gather many experiences. Similarly, one Paramatma, iti. Iti means to conclude the Rigmantra. The essence of the Rigmantra is what? Paramatma alone is in the form of all Jivatmas. And therefore, Paramatma alone experiences everything in this universe. Ishwaraha sarvabhutanam hriddeshe arjuna tishtati. Ayam atma gudakesham sarvabhutajitaya sthitaha. In Bhagavad Gita. So with this Rigmantra is over. Now the Upanishad comments upon this statement. The Rigmantra can create a doubt. How? In the mantra, it says, in the Rigmantra, it is said that Paramatma is associated with many sense organs. In the fourth line, it is said, yuktahi asya harayaha. Harayaha means sense organs. They are all associated with Paramatma, it is said. Then why there should be a doubt here? Since Paramatma is associated with sense organs, there seems to be sense organs separated from Paramatma. And there is duality or plurality. Vedanta teaches there is nothing other than Paramatma. Therefore, Paramatma Vitirikta Hari Indraya Astitva Doshaha. That is a Kashoga Shanka. So the Brahmana portion removes the doubt, saying Paramatma alone is there as sense organs also. Ayam Vai Harayaha is Bhada Samanyadikaranam. This we have already seen in the previous sections. So Paramatma alone is in the form of sense organs also. Then I am Vai Dasha Cham Sahasrani. This Paramatma alone is in the form of hundreds of sense organs, thousands of sense organs. Why? Bahuni Cham Anantani Cha. All are in the form of many sense organs or the countless sense organs. All these things are clearly evident in Swapna. In dream, I get associated with the train. And at the same time, I myself appear in the form of train also. I myself am associated with those objects also. So Paramatma appears in the form of sense organs. And Paramatma itself gets associated with the sense organs. If these are all false appearance, if Paramatma alone appears in the form of sense organs, question is, what is the real form or nature of Paramatma? And that is given here. Tadetat Brahma Apurvam Anaparam Anantaram Abhahyam. Ayamatma Brahma Sarvanubhu. It is an important Mahavakya statement. Acharya quotes this many times. Tadetat Brahma, this Paramatma is Apurvam and Aparam. Purva means former. Former means karma. And Aparam means param. Aparam means later. Later means karya. So Brahman is without cause and effect, causeless and effectless. Then we may get a doubt. In so many places we have said Brahman is the Nimitta Upadana Karanam for the universe. Tasmadvaye tasmadatmana akasha sambhutaha, we said. And in Maitri Brahman itself, we saw three examples. One each for Srishti, Stiti and Layam. Ardra Indana Gnihi, fuel example, the wet fuel if you remember, for Srishti. Dundubi, Shanka, Veena, Drishtanda for Stiti and for Laya, the salt example, all that we saw. And thus three examples, it was pointed out that Brahman is the Karanam of the entire universe. And if Brahman is Karanam for universe, then universe becomes the Karyam or effect. Therefore, we should say Karyam is there in the form of universe. So in one place, Upanishad says, world is a product of Brahman. And in another place, the very same Upanishad says that Brahman has no product at all. Which statement is correct? We say both are correct. How? They are diagonally opposite. In fact, both can be correct only under one condition. And that is, there is karyam as though. Really, there is no karyam. From vyavaharika drishtya karyam asti. Paramarthika drishtya, from the angle of paramarthika satyam, karyam nasti. Similarly, seemingly there is karyam, factually there is no karyam. Experientially there is karyam, factually there is no karyam. It is like swapna. experientially, the dream world is there, the dream money is there, but factually, the dream world is not there. Nobody can doubt the dream experience. So also in Maitriya Brahmanam, the three examples are from Vyabharika Drishti, and here Apurvam, Anaparam is said from Paramarthika Drishti. That alone is said in Mandukya Karika also, we saw this also. Na nirodho na chotpattihi, na baddho na sadhakaham, na mumukshur na vai muktaham, ityesham paramarthataham. We have seen this in the Mandukya Karika from the Gaudapadas. So from the ultimate angle, there is no creation, no resolution. I'm going to take a couple of moments. No creation, no resolution, no sishya, no guru, no shravanam, no mananam, ityesha paramarthata. So Brahman is causeless, Brahman is effectless, and then Brahman is anantaram and abahyam. The little meaning for is Brahman has nothing inside and outside. Anantaram means nothing is inside. And abahyam means outside also there is nothing. World is within Brahman or outside Brahman. Dvaita philosophy says world is outside Brahman. Visishtadvaiti says world is inside Brahman, as they were part of the very part of Brahman. Advaita says it is neither inside nor outside. Dream elephant is inside or outside. It is neither inside or nor outside. We see in Mandukya Karika, if it were outside, we cannot dream in bed, because where is the place for elephant? Outside. Can you say dream elephant is inside? This is also not possible. How can inside the small head the elephant can? It can be there. So it is neither outside nor inside, the dream elephant. So dream elephant is a seeming existence. It is not there. So also the world is inside Brahman or outside Brahman. Any answer you give, there will be problem. So we say it is anantaram abhahyam. There is nothing inside Brahman or outside. World is only a false appearance of Brahman. Like the snake, which is neither inside nor outside the rope. Snake is but false appearance of the rope only. So world is false appearance of Brahman. And how it happens? Maya bihim puru rupa iyate. It happens because of Maya. This is the little meaning. And what is the commentator's meaning? They give another meaning. Anantara means nissamanyam. And abhakya means nirvisesham. Brahman cannot be said to be a general thing or a particular thing. Nissamanya visesham Brahman. We will see that. Suppose I use the word manushyatvam. Manushyatvam is humanness. It is called samanyam, a concept that pervades all individuals, generality. Manushyatvam is common feature, and this is called samanyam jati. And visesha is individual manushya, the vyakti. And generally everything in the creation comes under either samanyam or visesha. Manushyaha is samanyam, tree is samanyam. When you say it's a mango tree, it is visesha. Mr. So-and-so, if you say, that is visesha. So everything in creation is either samanyam or visesha. Brahman is neither samanyam nor visesham. Therefore, it is anantaram and abhahyam. And where is that Brahman? I am Atma Brahma. This Mahavakya. That Brahman I am is a complete teaching. The whole Vedanta is given. It says Brahma Lakshanam and Brahma Aikyam. Atma Aikyam. I am Atma Brahma. Comes in Mandukya Upanishad, the second mantra. Sarvagum Ketat Brahma. I am Atma Brahma. So I am Atma. Chatushpad Jagaritasthano Bhagish Pragnyaham. We saw it there, Mandukya. Second mantra. Here also, I am Atma Brahma. This very self-conscious being is Brahman. And what is that self? Sarva Anubhuhu. Sarvam Anubhavati. Sakshitaya Pashyati. Like the witness consciousness. This Atma is experiences of all, experiencer of all, and witness of all is this self. So that is what is said here. We will continue with this Madhur Bhavanam in the next class, explaining some more detail of this mantra. Yo vedadau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitah tasya prakriti dhinasya parasa maheshwarah Sri Krishna. questions. How do I get recording? How do I stop the recording? They can stop the recording. I'm going to leave it. Okay. Any questions, comments? Let me see.